The bill is being called the Dietert-Margolis Tax Reform Act, named for co-sponsors Republican Senator Nancy Dietert and Democratic Senator Gwen Margolis. It passed the Commerce and Tourism Committee on Tuesday. At the hearing, Dietert said she thinks Florida is finally ready for an e-fairness bill. She's long been pushing to collect sales tax from retailers who don't have a physical storefront in the state.
I think this is an idea whose time has finally come after 12 years. We never worked on it all that hard early on because we didn't need the money. Remember those days? But now we do.
Collecting sales tax from online sellers is estimated to bring in between $50 million and $800 million a year. The bill would take an existing requirement for mail order catalog sellers to collect sales tax and extend that to internet sellers as well. It would also require companies to collect the tax when they have representatives selling their product on a commission basis. Co-sponsor Margolis says it's about fairness for brick-and-mortar retailers who can't compete with internet sellers who don't have to add taxes into their prices.
The truth of the matter is it just puts everybody on an equal footing. And besides that, I'm tired of seeing empty stores and shopping centers. The money is walking away from Florida.
But even with the added revenue it would bring, the bill also includes new tax breaks, which would leave the measure basically revenue neutral. It would give a break for manufacturers buying equipment, which Governor Rick Scott has been pushing, and it would give consumers a break on communications taxes. The tax reform bill must pass several more stops before getting a vote on the floor of the legislature. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.